I'm coming out. I don't like Drag Race. Homosexualists, their friends, their allies, and even their enemies periodically share broken links, search illegal streams, and squat provincial gay bars across the UK just to get their latest dose of RuPaul's Drag Race. Now, for those of you who have been wondering why your GBF is filling your feeds with gifs of finger-snapping drag queens in homemade looks, or why the gays have started to use the words hunty and slay and have begun at you, is because drag queen Megatron from the 1990s has broken the gay internet with her smash hit award-winning reality talent show. Each season, a parade of drag queens, what's the collective noun for drag queens? A bitch of drag queens battle it out to become head honcho for just 1 year, allowing them to host a few gay cruises and do a turn at Milton Keynes' most legendary nightclub. They mouth the words to other people's songs for their lives. It's less murdery than I'm making it out to be. They stitch and bitch frocks and walk up and down a runway so a woman called Michelle can have a go at them. Okay, so I'm not really selling it here, but ask any white gay man wearing Tom Ford's Black Orchid if he's seen it, and he'll reply, "Yas, queen," and tell you it's the best thing that's not on telly. Way back in 2009, I too searched the gay equivalent of the dark net to tune in. However, I quickly became frustrated with the gay scene's misogyny echoed on the show and the flippant use of the derivative tranny. The show's queens refer to each other as fishy if they exude womanliness, gaining gay points for perfect emulation. Lazy acronyms are thrown around like naff Instagram proverbs. Messages from Rue are delivered as she-mail, and white cis men watching this from their 16-inch IMAX lol at how fun it is to play tranny and talk like an African-American kid from Harlem. It's all just a little naff. I quickly lost interest after season one. Over a half-price Sunday roast at Soho House, my friend eye-rolled and said, "Oh, you don't watch it, do you?" Challenge your friends as to why they continue to watch it, and they'll respond, "I know, but it's just so good." Slippy morals and part-time politics are par for the gay course. In recent years, Rue has come under increasing fire for the politics and language surrounding Drag Race. With the power of pop, many of the LGBTQING hashtag asterisk communities believe she should be setting an example and leading the way. However, the T word remains a soft spot. Many of the drag community feel that they shouldn't have to stop referring to each other as trannies. Recently, RuPaul was asked if cis women, bio queens, or female presenting drag stars would be able to enter the next season of Drag Race. Rue remarked that they already had their own drag race in the shape of Miss World. This limited definition of who or what a drag queen on Drag Race can or should be is not shared by me, and yet another notch on the, "Oh God, this is actually so boring," post. In years to come, I think we'll look back at Drag Race in the same way we do in sickness and in health. Rue as the slightly more flamboyant Alf Garnett, oblivious to why he can't use certain words, and if they cause offence, then it's political correctness gone mad and nothing to do with him. Rife with misogyny, the then queer youth will ask us, did they really used to be able to say those things on telly? As a community, I hope we'll be slightly embarrassed at this slightly weird but slightly brilliant form of light entertainment that feels untimely, leaving many of its community and its female fans disappointed. But I'm not holding my breath, because in the words of my friends, apparently, it's just so good.